Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. As you know, if you've listened to this show in the past, I like to talk about success. We each have our own definition of what that means to us, and many times we get caught up thinking of those outer trappings, that fancy car, that house on the hill, the flashy jewelry, the wonderful wardrobe, all those things that are fun and do matter to us, yet there's something more important when it comes to building long-standing, steadfast success, and that's starting within. There's that old saying that success is the journey, not the destination, and I believe that journey begins with the development of our inner success, making inner adjustments in our thinking, in our perspectives, to build and reinforce what's already there. It's us choosing to change, choosing to see things differently, to appreciate ourselves and our uniqueness, knowing that we can be successful from right where we stand now. Then, you know what happens? Those material trappings start showing up more easily. They begin flowing more easily to us. And that is if we want them. Because once we change our definition of success, that becomes our focus, and maybe that car doesn't seem quite so important. It's about looking within, avoiding what I call the three C's of sabotage: comparing, criticizing, and conforming. A friend of mine has a quote that she puts on the end of her emails and changes them out periodically, and I captured the last one. I'm so glad I did. It says, "Success is not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you used to be." What if that was my only definition for success today? What if I just decided I am going to do things better than I did yesterday? I'm going to be a better person today than I was yesterday. Wow, then it has been a successful day once I've achieved that at the end of this 24 hours. Each episode of There's a You in Success is where I share with you a topic that I've written about on my soapbox. They all focus on the power of the positive, the power that happens when we change our thinking. Today's episode is about possibilities, and it's called There's No M in Possible. To quote Alice in Wonderland, Alice laughed. "There's no use trying," she said. "One cannot believe impossible things." "I dare say you haven't had much practice," said the Queen. "When I was younger, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." All right, fess up. Who do you more identify with from that little passage, Alice or the Queen? Alice saw impossibles where the Queen dismantled, deconstructed them, and saw only the possibles. Alice accepted that, well, certain things just can't be done. They were impossible. Queen removed the M and let those things become possible. No M, just absolutely, positively possible. Which way do you tend to think? And furthermore, if you're like the Queen, can you think of 6 to believe in before breakfast? "Oh, I could never do that. That's crazy. Who ever heard of such a thing? There's no way that'll ever happen." Sound familiar? Bummer, that's Alice. "I'll take a step and see how close I can get. That's unusual, but by doing it this way, it can surely be done. Oh, I can see that coming together." Sound more familiar? Great, that's the Queen. "Woman overcomes illness and runs a marathon. Man turns a job loss into a successful business. Teen plants a garden and feeds the students. 70-year-old graduates from college." We have all heard and read those stories. Maybe even we know someone who's turned unlikelies, impossibles, into realities, into possibles. Maybe you have, too, and just brushed it aside and forgot. It happens every day. People like you and me accomplishing amazing things that matter to them. They don't have to be headline-worthy things, mind you, just that they make a difference in someone's life and they affect the circle of their loved ones positively. Open your mind up to to other ways of accomplishing things. Read more stories about those people who make amazing things happen. Listen to what people are doing in their day-to-day lives that make them happy. Notice what people are making, reading, creating, and enjoying. It's all possible. Know that you can do it, whatever it is, too. With a little tweak to our thinking, we can all think like the queen. You rise above the naysayers and achieve a dream trip to Paris, a new house for the family, a relocation to a warmer climate, a published book, artistry fame, gourmet meals and fun parties, smarter, not harder work, enjoyment every minute of every day. The very next thing that crosses your mind that begins with that M word, instead of agreeing, turn it around and think of how it can happen. Remove the M. Let it become a possible. What a great practice to get into, just like the queen. Spend 30 minutes a day believing in the possible. Think of 6 things before breakfast, if you'd like, that you have previously thought of as impossibles, and turn them around. How can they become real and true for you? When was a time that you said, oh, I could never do that. Oh, that'll never happen. Oh, I'll never make it there. I bet there's something that you used to think like that that you have since turned around. I was thinking about that today. What did I say in the past that I thought could never happen? It might have been something as simple to me now as, let's say, snorkeling. Maybe I saw other people snorkeling and thought, oh, I could never do that. I could never get in to the ocean and swim with the fish like that. There's no way. Well, I did it, and now I do it regularly whenever I have the chance, and it's easy. How about some other feat? Taking a trip, visiting Hawaii, going to Europe, something you thought you would never do, owning a house, buying the car of your dreams. You have accomplished something in the past that you formerly thought probably was impossible, and you turned it around. My point is, remember what that was and keep your thinking about the next thing on the high road. I would love to know about your list of former impossibles and how you made them happen. Please let me know. I'd love to hear about that. So there you go. There is a kick, a little reminder, a little bit of wit and wisdom to help you uncover and build on your inner success. I hope you got something to think about as you go through the next week to ponder and help you move toward your own definition of success. As always, you can get your own weekly email kick, this little bit of wit and wisdom, by visiting my website, debbieloosberg.com, where you can also check out my resources and services, such as my programs. Working on a communication program right now that's become popular, my Well Why Not manuals, and the other things that are listed there. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. I would love to hear from you if you'd like to discuss any of the things that we talk about on this episode. By the way, I'm really excited about a new feature that I'm adding to this program. Beginning next week, we will have a guest who has experienced success, turn those impossibles into possibles, to come in and talk about how they did it and share tips with us. There is not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside you, what's already there, that inside success. Not one more class, not one more degree, not one more credential or material item. You already have that success. Remember, it starts with you. Success starts with your thoughts, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great, possibility-filled week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.